Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, the wife-carrying championships, the NHL, and stupid world records. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
I'm a traveling comedian. I play a different club each week. They put us up in filthy condos, but man, this one reeks. The toilet's broke. It smells like smoke, stale beer, and dirty socks. Who was the comic that worked here last? Must have been John Fox. John Fox, John Fox. Keep him sober and I hear Fox rocks. But he'll trash the place everywhere he stays. Smells like ass and cat food. No one's cleaned for days. The VCR and TV's gone. The couch is stained blood red. There's empty Cuervo bottles. A passed out stripper in the bed. Porno tapes, real twisted stuff. Fill a cardboard box with a label on the top that reads property of John Fox. John Fox, funny man John Fox. But if he gets too drunk, the audience walks. He leaves his DNA at every place he stays. So don't drink what you think is apple juice or eat the mayonnaise. John Fox, oh John Fox. Singing about the legend. The legend of John Fox.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, let's get to some real sports.
Wow.
Competitive couples fought through wind and soggy, wet conditions in the 13th annual Wife Carrying Championships in Dorking, in England. That's right.
Isn't this hundreds of years old?
Yep.
It's a contest where a man carrying a female teammate trying to make their way through a 380-meter, don't ask, obstacle track in the fastest time. There's a minimum 110-pound woman weight rule. And there are stakes, an entire barrel of beer now up for grabs for the winner. It used to be the wife's weight in beer, but now it's just a barrel.
So they're taking all of the interesting parts of this out.
The winning team goes on to Finland later this year for the Worldwide Nationals Championship.
Are the rules the same as the old rules there?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, isn't
Although they throw water on the participants at one point.
Why do they do that?
Wait a second. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I found it.
I think that the men piss their pants, so they throw water on them.
This is based on Finland's Ron Kanan the Robber.
Sure.
It was a gang known to pillage villages
and steal the women?
Take the women.
Oh, my goodness.
So this glorifies a guy that took women against their will. This is like throwing a Bill Cosby Quaalude Festival.
Right. Which I believe is being held next week.
It's in Washington. Doing Philadelphia's hometown.
Now, Chris, I can never remember this. When they do it, the man doesn't carry the woman in his arms in front, don't they?
So you
put your... I forget, how does it work?
Wallet.
The woman's butt, the woman's face is facing the man's butt.
Yes.
Yes.
And the legs are up over his shoulder.
Right.
Okay,
remember,
so...
Remember Brett Kreischer and I did this.
So pretty clear.
I'm confused.
So Brett Kreischer carried me around.
So you're in his front and your head is down by his groin?
No, I'm on the back. Opposite.
You're on the back. I said the woman's face is next to the man's ass. That's what I said.
Which way is it facing?
Into the butt.
The woman's face is facing the
man's
ass.
Butt.
Can you show me? Can you and
There's
Josh give us a shot?
There's a video out there if you'd like to
well,
see
Well, it'd be
it.
Much more amusing if you and Josh
Sure, yeah, we did it last year. You want to do it again?
Let's give it a shot.
This is a quarter mile, by the way.
A quarter mile?
So, Josh, are you ready to go a quarter mile?
A quarter mile. You have to run. You know what? Why don't you guys run here, go out, and see how far you can run?
What? In my bed, would you mind grabbing me another coffee? Okay, now Christy Lee is zipping up.
Yeah, I don't want
She's got a nice little vest on with the rain outside.
Okay, she's all right. Okay, Christy's going to hope this doesn't go south on us.
Christy stands up. She's up on the console here, the table.
Now, okay,
there it is.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Okay, so yeah, I see.
That's easy.
So her head is down facing Josh's rear.
Just like I said six times.
I was having trouble visualizing this. Josh, by the way, is about to have a heart attack. His face is so red. Thank you. Do you think you could do that for a quarter mile, Josh?
That's an easy way to carry someone.
It is. That's got to be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
No, is
I
this?
I always thought the face of the woman facing away from the butt with the natural bend of the knees would be easier.
Yeah, wouldn't that?
Oh,
be?
What do you think, Christy?
But apparently not. But that,
you want to try that way?
Kind of make you
give it a shot.
Here's the deal. Sorry, at my age, going upside down is not really fun anymore.
Yeah, you kind of want to throw up.
With a little editing, Dean can turn that into going down, you know.
You know what I mean? Just a little blip.
At my age, going down is not.
Dean is smiling, so I think he's at work already.
Dean?
Is that actionable? I can't remember.
Nah.
So, is this woke, if you will? I mean, do they allow female gay couples to do this?
Oh, if it's a wife
carrying? Would it be legal? And I'm not trying to make fun of anybody, but would it be okay if they swapped halfway through?
Oh, well, I don't know.
I don't know, but they do carry the way we do.
It's called wife carrying. It's not called husband carrying wife. So if you had two women, they could go, you know, one could go 100 yards, then swap.
I think swapping should be against the rules because it's also...
Wife swapping? You're opposed?
In this case, yes. It's a endurance test.
Okay.
Much like marriage.
That's right. Very few people make it.
How many times have you been doing it?
Twice.
Okay.
Let's not play this game.
4 years and 8 months.
The first one was 4 years?
No, the first one was 8 months.
Oh, okay. Where's that lucky gal now?
She's a lawyer in Philadelphia.
So shush.
Yeah.
And a damn good one, I hear.
Yes,
if not, I hear she's the best one there.
Still has my last name. God bless her.
Does she really?
Yeah.
After 8 months, she kept your name?
She had a wacky last name.
Sorry.
What?
No names here.
Fine with that.
You idiot. Wow. I'm sorry.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how pissed is Tom right now in the real world? About an 8.
Why would he be pissed?
Hey, let's get back to this story that will not go away.
What's
David
that?
Ayers, the Zamboni driver who's an American hero, if not Canadian hero, if not hockey hero, if not
a folk hero, at least.
Hero,
this is such a fun story.
Became a sensation after filling in as a goalie for the Carolina Hurricanes. He's getting his own official hockey. Blah, 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 blah. A spokesman for Upper Deck says the demand has surged for an heirs card.
Of course.
A 42-year-old stepped in as emergency goalie to help the Hurricanes beat the Maple Leafs on February 22nd. The company reportedly negotiated the deal with heirs for his own card, which features a photo of heirs standing in goal. The back of the card reads, after giving up two quick goals, he stood tall and saved the next eight shots he faced, helping Carolina win 6-3 and earning a win in his surprise NHL debut. Upper Deck said the card will be available in packs this week.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
So good there you go.
That's cool.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
This guy, and then Christy, tell me what they did on television this weekend.
Yeah, on CBS Sunday Morning, one of the reporters, I cannot remember the man's name, I feel bad, actually said, well, how hard could that be? A Zamboni driver was in goal. I can do this. So he went to a minor league hockey team, and he got all padded up, and he had guys, we had one man, shooting at him in goal.
And
he did not save one puck. I think they all missed. I mean, maybe he scored one, I think. I mean,
so it's a lot harder than saved one, yeah. You can't saved just suit one. Up and stand there and hold the stick.
Oh, yeah. He goes, well, and he made a big deal about it. He thought, oh, how hard can this be? This looks like the easiest thing in sports. My son's playing hockey. I watched this goalie just stand there most of the game. I could do that. And then he got
good.
A quick lesson.
So it's a fun story. It's very cool.
I had no idea. Sell some hockey cards.
I had no idea that hockey had an emergency goalie in every arena.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
We had the story last year. They very rarely get in the game, right,
but
Jack?
Do you think the NFL has quarterbacks sitting around waiting?
No.
Well, they've had famous Chickletay. They've had famous cases in which they've had to send in the punter to play quarterback and other things where they run out of quarterbacks.
Sure.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And in baseball,
but these people that
pitchers.
they send in to be quarterbacks are on the team.
Right. They're not
sitting in the arena eating popcorn with their wife.
The rules are just a little different. That's all.
It's fun.
You say so.
I think it's
Tony great. Romo aside.
Wait a second. So you can't just get this card, though, right?
That's right. Well,
you got to buy the pack.
No,
you got to find it.
You got to buy a bunch of packs.
Right.
Isn't the trading card mania, isn't that on hard times right now? Isn't there nowhere near the value of, like, your regular run-of-the-mill cards aren't sought after anymore or something? Did I see that?
What's the picture of the guy looking at it? Is there a version of it on the story you're reading? Do they show it?
He described it. It's him padded up standing in goal.
That'd be much fun. I'd much rather have a picture of him driving the Zamboni.
That would cheapen the event, though. We don't want that. He's an American hero.
Nobody's saying that.
He's Canadian. It's
whatever.
Fun.
There he is. Yeah, he's just standing in goal. That's what.
Yeah, it'll be a collector's item. Hopefully they didn't print too many of them.
Do you think the kids will be disappointed when they get this one?
No, I think they'll be like, all right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, hockey fans will be excited.
David Ayers, the Zamboni driver. You want to trade him for anybody? Okay, well.
Well, now you can't have it both ways. He's either a Canadian hero or he's a Zamboni driver.
Prediction.
He's going to get his own talk show.
And I don't know the answer to this. I'm going to start with a question.
Oh, good.
Presumably, there is an NHL video game a la Madden.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's called NHL. Yeah.
Okay.
Watch this, Mikey. I'm going to make his head bleed.
Don't you think they'll put this guy in next year?
They should. Yeah.
In the video game?
That would be fun.
That way you can enjoy the
You mean you can see him in the stands eating popcorn with his wife?
There should be a thing in the game. Maybe there is. I don't know. There should be a thing in the game where if something happens, you suddenly have to pull someone from the stands.
It'd be cool. And then a quick video of him going, oh, and then handing his popcorn to his
popcorn.
Wife.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I was thinking about this wife-carrying challenge.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. ADD.
Yes, Miss. Yeah, no joke.
Oh, my
this
God.
Is called
he really
a callback.
Thinks it. We don't right, know what he's right. doing.
The Jejune Jesuit speaks. Could you be quiet?
All right, I will.
You are a wife carrier, Christy.
What?
Well, think about you carrying those babies. Good for you.
My kids are not wives, though.
What?
No, but you're the wife. You're doing the carrying.
What is the psychotic connection you've come up with?
What is this?
I'm just saying you're not getting enough credit for what you did as a mom.
Oh, well, okay.
I brought a cake in just for you.
Thank you.
You remember his pet name for you, Kelly. It says Kelly. It's got your name right on the top of it.
Yes. I think right now it says Cat.
Yeah, I think it does too.
Oh, you got at it, huh?
Poor John.
Did you say that they no longer give the wife's weight in beer?
Right.
No, yeah, it's just a keg.
Just a barrel.
That's no
or
fun.
A barrel, yes.
That's, that
barrel.
Ruins one of the components of the game.
Yeah, you, that was always one
fatten
of
the wife up before the event.
That's right. You got to carry her more.
But all the wives pretty much weigh the same, so there was really not any.
That's the minimum.
Oh, the minimum.
Minimum as well.
This is an insulting. I'm sure the wives enjoy being treated like a prop.
You don't want to carry a BBW for a quarter of a mile, do you?
Well, it certainly is.
No, I'd watch that. I'd watch that.
Makes it more competitive.
Okay. Because you want people, you want a guy to collapse. That's what you want. Hey. And then somebody come out of the stands and get in there and carry the wife for him.
Now, there's a
what a man.
There's an event. You have random drawings from the audience.
The husband goes, "Who's this guy?" It's the guy I'm cheating on you with. Yeah. He'll take over from here.
Don't be all weird about it, okay?
You want to win or not?
said the gaslighter. Don't be all weird about it, all right?
So what are the world championships?
They're in Finland somewhere.
They're in Finland. I don't know when.
Okay,
later this year.
Okay, well, obviously they're going to be sometime soon.
Okay. Yeah, obviously. So why'd you fucking ask?
This is weird.
Isn't it weird?
It's either the five of us are going up the down staircase or Tom is.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
He's always like throwing the anchor out of the boat and hitting the shore with the anchor. I don't know why he does that.
We have really cool boat news. Did you guys see the big boat story coming up?
I did, yeah.
Oh, well, you're a sailor, but you're the only one who would get alerts about it.
Big boat news is stretching it. It's a boat.
Of course. Everything he says is stretching it.
I was pretty surprised when I read this headline.
Okay.
I have a question.
What?
Son of a...
as fascinating as I find your sports guests. Christy...
I've got something to do here, d***less!
Monday's got him down.
Monday's got me like...
Is there some poor guy out there whose parents named him Lester Dick?
Hey, Les. Come on, guys. It's Lester.
Hit the ER, man.
Les Dick.
Christy.
Tom.
There is a... Don't say it out loud. There is a famous wax museum.
Don't say it out loud.
Yes.
And I was reading this book to my daughter over the weekend, and it involves a mystery that takes place at this museum.
Yeah,
and I've been there. But
I've been there.
It's the last name is spelled was a T-U-S-S-A-U-D-S. How do you pronounce that?
Madame Tussaud?
Is it Tussaud or Tussaud?
I say Tussaud.
Yeah.
I've heard
Tussaud, no D.
I've heard Tussaud though.
You have?
In the South, yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
don't tell me where I heard it.
Didn't we discuss that you weren't going to be talking anymore?
I'm going to talk.
Sure.
You can't stop.
Pat, who spells Pat with two A's.
The person who worked there pronounced it Tussaud, so I'm going with that.
Yeah, Tussaud.
They're just a clerk? Yeah. How do they know?
I'm going with his.
I read a book.
We'll
about
get a definitive thing on that.
I was asking where the Benny Hill was. I was in the one in London.
There you go.
And my grandparents were there, and they had seen the Benny Hill, and I asked where it was, and they said, it might be somewhere in the back.
Now, when you see the Benny Hill...
You took him off the floor?
Yeah.
Does this happen when you walk up to Benny Hill?
I would hope so.
Okay, just ask.
He was in that classic really? That salute thing. Yeah.
The backward salute.
Classic.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Now, can we go?
Oh, and by the way, it is definitely pronounced Rosanna Arquette.
God.
Oh, yeah, we're not going back to that.
I had that definitively.
World?
Well, just
okay.
I know you guys like to be wrong.
Wait a minute. Definitively. So yes. That means you talked to her.
Well, Toto's going to have to...
And we had David in here. Next time he comes in, we'll ask him for sure. It's a sister.
I'm serious. I saw a very serious interview with her this week.
I guarantee you, if David Arquette was in here, he would say, what are you talking about?
He would say Rosanna.
It's Rosanna. Well, he probably has
she pronounces it Rosanna. It's her name. Let her do what she wants.
Like Bucky or whatever.
I mean, chick.
How does that have to do with anything?
You know, it's become more and more difficult to insult chicks.
I'm going to start taking every Monday off. Listen, I can't take this anymore.
He went back to last week.
Yeah.
No, I know.
His drive to be right.
Yeah.
He can't stand it.
Remember, we all need to do as he say, not as he do.
Okay.
Because if we broke any of these rules.
Oh, my God. Stupid world record. This is the worst record ever.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, laugh. A Long Island nonprofit organization has earned a Guinness World Record for the longest line of books.
Wow. Not the longest line in a book. It's just a...
What did I say?
What does that mean?
A group called the Book Fairies.
Oh, my God. Hey. Though that's not very woke.
Created a line of books measuring 3.8 miles at two schools in Wyandanch.
Did they knock them down like dominoes?
The previous record
now
was...
that's something.
That'd be worth seeing.
Previous record, 2.6 miles. More than 150 volunteers lined up 31,000 books in this complete waste of time.
did they just leave them in the librarian and had to put them back? Muttering, cursing, Dewey Decimal.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.